It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA annual meetings. I'm here with Steve Troy of Troy Industries, and we're ready to talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, your relationship with Smith & Wesson within the M&P 15 line, specifically the M&P 15T.
Right. Back in the time of 2005, we were brought in. I was brought in as a consultant to Smith & Wesson as they wanted to start their Black Rifle program, and we'd kind of established ourselves as the preeminent leader in AR accessories at that point. So they brought us in and we formed a couple of weapons or rifles, the M&P 15T, which had a free float rail in our sights, then the M&P 15X series, which was a rail and a sight, and then another A series that had just had a rear sight on it. And that kind of launched them into the Black Rifle world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that started.
It's been an interesting evolution for me to watch, especially Smith & Wesson, paying attention to the aftermarket and what people were doing after they'd bought, say, an AR rifle, and then going to companies like Troy and saying, I want to upgrade my handguard. So they're ahead of that market by partnering with companies like yours and building rifles that the consumer can buy direct from them.
Right.
It's got to be good for your business.
Well, that they've chosen us to be on their preeminent line of the VTAC series rifle means a lot to us. Kyle Lamb is a friend of Smith & Wesson's as well as a close friend of mine. And to have that relationship that was largely because of Smith & Wesson has been important to my company as well as Smith.
Well, the big news from Troy Industry is the new rifle that's legal in New York State.
Yes.
Let's talk about that bad boy.
Okay, so what we have is the Troy Sporting Rifle. It's a pump-action rifle that was developed to be a modern sporting arm, but of every true sense of the word. In most states, you can't hunt with a semi-automatic. So mm-hmm. What we designed is a platform that's very similar ergonomically to an AR-15, but totally different in the way that it's a pump action. None of the parts interchange. The upper and lower receiver are different. The pins can't be taken and just swapped for another upper.
Right.
So it's truly a dedicated pump action firearm.
Now, when you set out to build this, did you set out with the mindset that I am going to build a functioning sporting rifle that is legal in New York State, or did it just so happen that it ended that way?
Well, unfortunately for Smith & Wesson and us and Troy Industries is that we live in a restricted state as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an emphasis on the guns that we were producing in-house, our employees can't even own. So I said, I'm a sportsman, I'm a hunter, I like to hunt in Africa, I do a lot of crazy things and with hunting and going different places, and I wanted to absolutely create something of my own that I could bring with me. So this year, I'm going to Africa with Kyle Lamb at the end of next month, and
Yeah. We're
bringing our pump action 300 WSM.
Awesome.
And it's pride for me to be able to, you know, we make firearms and we're really good at what we do, but I can't use any of them in the sporting purposes. You know, once I left the military and the state police, I didn't have a duty weapon anymore or that was, you know, that I could use for anything other than target shooting. So now I have something I can go sporting with too.
What's interesting to me is it has a folding stock.
Yeah.
And that's because we're not running any of the buffer or the spring.
Right.
So,
and we also can adjust it for length of pull, too.
Wow. Dude, that's fantastic design. That's all Troy? That's all
100% in-house. This rifle is the first rifle that has been 100% made in-house at Troy Industries on our machines.
And as I look at it, it seems to me like you can decide which way you want the swing-away stock to go.
Yeah.
You can make it go to the right side or to the left side.
There's two bolts on the left side.
Yeah,
you undo them, flip it over, and then these slide off, and you can actually reassemble the stock to fold right or left.
Machined in QD?
Yes, machined both sides, ambidextrous.
Fantastic. Fantastic outfit. It's funny to me that this rifle becomes legal in the restricted state, mm-hmm. but now with the folding stock and all of this, it has that look of
it can have all the evil features you want because
yeah.
of the action alone.
How fun is that? What an accomplishment. Available now in the market now?
Available now. We've shipped a few hundred of them into New York already through our distribution network up there. And we're also doing these internationally. There's so many states or countries that allow these but won't allow a semi-automatic.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
What can folks expect to pay if they can find it in their dealers?
The introductory backpacker model, which is with the iron sights and the alpha rail that everybody knows, I think retail is $10.99.
Beautiful.
So it'd probably be less than that inside of dealers.
Right now, we're talking 223-556, and right. Then you mentioned 300 WSM.
This platform and that action is available in 300 AAC and 223. And then the longer action, it's not a long action, but a longer action is 308 and 300 WSM.
Excellent.
And we have a varmint model at the booth now that shows the varmint, which is an 18-inch heavy barrel.
Right.
It's got a loophole scope and a Geissele trigger. We also are running that in 22-250 and 308 for the varmint series.
Outstanding. Yeah. Exciting stuff from Troy Industries. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Take care.